Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Oh, that pesky DNA. It does sketch up to you at some point in time. And for Chad Daybell, it's sketching up.
I actually have a tumbler mug over here on my desk that Carol sent me on my birthday last year. And it's all these pictures of Keith Morrison. And on the bottom it says, oh, that pesky DNA.
That's perfect.
So I always think of that when that comes up. Forensic biologist Catherine Dace provided crucial testimony regarding DNA evidence found on tools allegedly used in the crimes. The courtroom listened intently as Dace detailed her findings, and we're going to play some audio here from her in just a second, which could play a pivotal role in the case against Lori and Chad Daybell. The testimony given in Idaho State Court focused on various items recovered from the crime scene, including a pickaxe and several shovels. Remember, everyone, prior to Chad becoming cult leader, he was a grave digger. Literally, that was his job. He was a grave digger.
That's very disturbing.
So he's got a little experience in digging graves. Dace, an experienced forensic biologist with the Idaho State Police, described how she was able to extract partial DNA profiles from those tools. Most notably, she identified Tylee Ryan, one of the alleged victims, as a possible contributor to the DNA found, saying, quote, testing the large piece of material from the pickaxe, we obtained a partial DNA profile, Dace stated in court. Comparative analysis suggests Tylee Ryan is a possible contributor to this profile, with the possibility of it being her DNA versus a random individual being 159 trillion to one. Let's take a listen. We'll talk on the other side.
Were you able to obtain a DNA profile from that subject?
I did. I obtained a partial DNA profile.
And can you explain for the jury what a partial DNA profile is?
It means that at some of the locations we tested, we did not get results. That's very common in samples with a low level of DNA or samples that are degraded.
And when you say degraded, what could cause degradation?
Heat. So being subjected to a fire could cause that degradation.
And when you obtain a partial DNA profile, are you still able to do a comparative analysis against a known profile?
In this case, yes.
Okay. Is it accepted in the scientific community to do a comparative analysis with a partial profile?
Yes.
What were the and in this case, did you do that comparative analysis?
I did.
What did you compare it against?
I compared it against the known reference samples I had in this case.
And can you just remind the jury what those known reference samples were?
At this time that I was doing this examination, I had a reference sample from J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, Lori Vallow, and Chad Daybell.
And from your comparative analysis, did you come to any conclusions?
Yes, Tylee Ryan was a possible contributor to that partial DNA profile. It is at least 159 trillion times more likely to see this DNA profile if it originated from Tylee Ryan than if it originated from an unrelated, randomly selected individual from the general population.
And again, that's kind of, for lack of a better word, scientific speaking, just from a layman's perspective, how would you describe that?
So it means that all of the locations we tested where we had information, the peaks that were present were the same peaks that were present in Tylee Ryan's reference sample.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to State's Exhibit 201M. You mentioned, I believe, that you did some testing on those two spots.
Yes, I tested them together for DNA.
And did they initially test positive for blood?
They did.
And can you tell the jury how you, the process by which you performed your DNA testing on that blood, on those blood spots?
It was the same as what I explained previously. I would swab those stains, and then I would break open all of the cells, determine how much DNA is present, copy those locations that I test, and then visualize that DNA profile. And if I do get a DNA profile, I will ultimately make comparisons to reference samples in the case.
Were you able to obtain a DNA profile from those samples?
I was.
Did you perform a comparative analysis between that profile and any other known profiles?
Yes.
Were you able to reach a conclusion from that comparative analysis?
I was.
What was it?
This DNA profile also matched Tylee Ryan. And again, it is 604 octillion times more likely to see this DNA profile if Tylee Ryan is the source than if an unrelated, randomly selected individual from the general population is the source.
Ms. Stace, you spoke earlier about examining duct tape.
I did.
Is there a priority of different types of forensic testing for an item such as duct tape?
For this case, given the amount of blood and decomposition fluid and skin that was present on quite a bit of the tape, it was going to be difficult to find foreign DNA. And so we did collect hairs and fibers, but ultimately we gave the preference or the priority to latent prints that could better establish a direct connection between the tape and the person who handled it.
And you mentioned collecting hairs.
Yes.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 201Q. I don't know if you'll be able to make out what's on there, but do you recall taking these pictures?
I do.
And I understand it's difficult to see after it's been photocopied, but what was this a picture of?
Each one of these adhesives contains one or more hairs and fibers that were collected from the tape pieces we examined.
So why on earth would there be DNA of children on the end of a pickaxe?
Right. Gee, can't figure that one out.
Yeah. I hope the jury's absorbing all of the gruesome, horrible details of this when they're considering life or death for Chad Daybell, because I can't think of a better candidate than him for just being eliminated off of this planet. The court was 100%. Shown photos of the pickaxe and the specific areas where Dace collected material for DNA testing. She noted the presence of burn marks and degraded material, which she attributed to exposure to heat and fire. Despite these conditions, Dace was still able to conduct a successful comparative analysis. Additionally, Dace testified about finding a green substance on part of the shovel, which also matched Tylee Ryan's DNA with a staggering certainty of 604 octillion. That's 27 zeros for those of you playing along at home. These findings are crucial as they directly link the material found on the tools to one of the victims, Dace explained. The impact of the testimony could be substantial as it provides concrete forensic evidence linking the tools found at Chad Daybell's property to the victims. The defense and the prosecution listening closely, understanding the weight of the evidence that could carry on in the ongoing trial. Here's the thought, though, just to play devil's advocate. Yes, it's on his property. You know, him and Alex were kind of tight. So it still doesn't necessarily put Chad as using the pickaxe either.
Hadn't thought of that.
Somebody clearly used a pickaxe on the kids.
Yes.
But, you know, at this point, further unraveling the complex web of the case, FBI intelligence and analyst Benjamin Dean provided insights into his review of hundreds of tips, digital evidence. Dean's work began in late March of 2020, focusing on data extracted from devices seized from Daybell's property, which included troubling finds like videos and photos relevant to the case. Let's take a listen to this.
Have you been involved in the investigation into Chad and Lori Daybell?
Yes.
When did your involvement in this case, in the Daybell case, begin?
It began in late March of 2020.
What was your initial assignment in the case?
My initial assignment in the case was to review tips that had been submitted by members of the public in response to a press release that was issued by the FBI and the Rexburg Police Department on the 5th of on the 5th of March, 2020, regarding Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow, who were missing at the time. And both Tylee and JJ had been seen at Yellowstone National Park on the 8th of September. And so the press release requested that the members of the public, anyone who had been to the park that day, who had visited and had taken photos or videos during their trip, to please send those in so that law enforcement could review them in hopes that they would aid in finding the children.
And do you recall, you already answered this, you started working on this late March of 2020?
Yes.
Can you briefly describe the volume of tips and media you reviewed as part of that initial assignment?
I would estimate somewhere between 600 and 800 unique tips were submitted by members of the public in response to that press release. Some of the tips had only text information that the tipster thought could help. And other tips had multiple media file attachments, photos and videos. And so in total, I would estimate I've reviewed several hundred photos or videos as part of the initial assignment.
Were you ever tasked with another assignment in support of that investigation?
Yes, I was.
What was that?
I was asked to assist with the review of electronic devices that were seized from Chad Daybell's residence on January 3rd of 2020.
And do you recall what devices you were to look at?
Initially, I was assigned to review data that was pulled off of a hard drive and a thumb drive.
And when did you complete your review of those devices?
I completed my review of those devices sometime in May of 2020.
Were you asked to review any other data from any other devices?
Yes.
What were the additional devices you were asked to review?
I was asked to review the contents of two Blu-ray discs, each of which contained data that was extracted from electronic storage devices seized from Chad Daybell's property on January 3rd of 2020.
So the data you were provided was on Blu-ray discs?
Yes.
Were the discs labeled?
Yes, they were.
How were they labeled?
Both discs had a unique FBI specimen number written on them. So one disc had the number IWR091201, and the other one was labeled IWR091202. And also both discs had the words "working copy" written on them.
Do you recall which disc you reviewed first?
I first reviewed the disc labeled IWR091201.
And when did you begin your review of the disc? When did you begin your review of that disc?
Late May of 2020.
What was the process you used to review that data on that disc?
So I used a Blu-ray disc reader to open up the contents of the disc on my work computer. I saw that the main file folder on the disc was titled IWR091201. Typically, I look at four areas. I look to see if there's a device user listed. I look at the, if it's a phone, I look at the phone number that's associated with the device, and I look at the content of any communications items that are on the device. And I also look at any photos or videos that could be on the device that may show me who the device belonged to.
So this device that you were recently just telling us about, or that the data that you had on this Blu-ray disc, did you look at all those file types for this device?
I did.
And reviewing the, when reviewing those items, did it become apparent what type of device it was?
Yes.
What type of device was it?
It was an LG cellular phone.
Were you able to ascertain who the user of that device was?
Yes, I was.
How did you ascertain that?
I ascertained that the user of the device was Tammy Daybell, who was the wife of Chad Daybell. And that was apparent to me for several reasons. First, the device user was listed as Tammy. Second, the phone number associated with the device matched with the phone number for Tammy Daybell as it appeared in other documents obtained in this investigation. There were incoming messages on the device addressing Tammy. There were outgoing messages with the user, the sender, introducing herself as Tammy, or in the case of emails, signing off an email with Tammy. And there were group messages, direct messages, and phone calls with other members of the Daybell family and their spouses, all of whom were named as contacts in that device. And the content of those, of the written messages, suggested that the user of this device, of this phone, had a close family relationship with the Daybell children. There were also device notifications showing new posts by members of the Daybell family in a Facebook group called Daybells and Murs. There were photos on the device showing Tammy Daybell both by herself and with Chad Daybell, their children, and their grandchildren. And then finally, I did observe that all of the outgoing communication activity on the device ended the evening of October 18th, 2019, which I know to be the day before first responders discovered Tammy deceased inside her home.
So there you go. A little look inside what was going on.
And that's what's interesting. So every communication on that phone stopped when the person's life was over.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about how often, you know, most people who are listening to this podcast, you and I, we're very active on our phones. So mm-hmm. when the activity stops, chances are either we've gotten a new phone and we aren't using that old one anymore, or we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. Those are your options, because what, unless you've decided to take a, you know, like a,
you lost it,
I don't
or something,
know, a
yeah.
break from all technology.
Yeah.
You know, you're at a monk retreat or something. I just, that's, to me, that's just incredible evidence. This thing we carry with us at all times, it tracks our lives. And when that thing stops recording, we're done.
Yeah.
How's he going to squirm out of this?
He's not. That's the problem. He's not. The search of Chad and Lori's vehicle revealed more damning evidence. Items recovered, including Tylee Ryan's debit card, social security cards belonging to both missing children, and an envelope stuffed with $10,500 in cash. The presence of these items in Lori's possession raised alarming questions about the couple's intentions and actions following the children's disappearance. I don't know. I'm really wondering, you know, where does this, what would they have done had they not been caught, you know?
Oh, we would have seen a path of destruction. There would have been more people killed. I mean, these people were just on a spree, it seemed.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. The extreme spree that would have ended probably in far more deaths had they not been stopped. I don't, I think, Chad probably actually has some decent chances of an appeal on this, of getting a new trial, just because John Pryor is not qualified to represent him. And there's also been some interesting things I found with the testimony where they're allowing the witnesses to kind of go on and on and on and on and on. And you'd think that that would be shut down pretty quick, where it's like, answer the question. After the question's answered, it's not open for conjecture. That's not how that works.
Well, but if you had a qualified attorney, but
exactly.
Didn't this guy pretty much say, I don't know what I'm doing here, guys, but sure, if you'll pay me, I'll show up.
But he's not even getting paid.
Oh, that's right. He's not.
Yeah, because the judge was like, well, you should have figured that out sooner rather than a couple weeks before the trial, you fucking idiot. So, he's there. He's not being paid. And he's got a lovely piece of land where two children were brutally murdered on.
Yeah.
Good luck selling that, John. And good luck selling the jury on Chad Daybell is innocent as well.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.